Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Fine.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Terry Stafford bringing us back, not Elvis. I know it sounds like him, but it's not. Terry Stafford, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance. We got lots of stuff there. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, or anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun. We got something you can read or listen to, ask a question. Check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter, which we are happy to say is distributed by Constant Contact. And we've been doing that for a long time. Constant Contact gave me my weekends back, by the way, several years ago, and when I started using their platform. And all the other things. Also, the poll question. As you know, every week we ask a different question. We want to know what you think. Speaking of polls, Gail Goodman is here, folks. She's still with us. She's the CEO of ConstantContact.com. And Gail, speaking of polls, you guys do this on a regular basis, and recently in your survey, your spring survey, spring 2011 survey, you found out what small business owners are thinking about their some new marketing practices. Talk to us about that.
So we've been watching this trend for really a few years now. Small businesses are diving in to social media and really diving in, I would say, almost head first.
Yeah.
Almost 75% of the small businesses we surveyed are now using social media to market their business. That is up dramatically.
Now, what do you think they mean when they say that? You got into that. You actually found out what they're when they say social media, they specifically are able to identify, you ask them to identify what it is they do.
Yeah, so diving in underneath that and asking them really which platforms of those using social media, 95% were using Facebook.
Interesting.
Lots of folks using Twitter and LinkedIn as well, but Facebook clearly dominant.
Mm-hmm.
What we're seeing is they have a Facebook page up. They are engaging with their audience. They're starting to build, you know, a fan base, but they're just starting to build that. But they're finding Facebook particularly useful for those quick updates. They're much smaller than a newsletter. Kind of flash updates, but they're also great to start conversations.
You know, one of the things that's been interesting to me, and I wrote about this, and I got some pushback on this from some folks, but you and I both know that the recent survey shows that millions of small business owners still don't have a website, which is preposterous to me, but that's the truth. And I started thinking about this, and I started seeing how easy it is to build a community through the social media sites. And as you know, small business owners are good at building community. That's how they get their customers to love them. Websites don't build communities. They just deliver information. The social media platforms build communities. And so I said I could see where some small business owners would not have a website, but they would have a social media strategy. What do you think?
Well, I think you're really on to something with this idea of community. We've been using the term engagement a lot.
Mm-hmm.
One of the interesting things about social is that people, consumers, are now starting to turn to social as they're making decisions about what businesses to engage with, whether it's what restaurant to go to, what accountant to use. And the great thing about having a community or having customer engagement on your website, on your Facebook page, is that, or on your LinkedIn site, is that prospects can actually see the voice of your customers.
Mm-hmm.
On a website, they're just seeing what you want them to see.
Right.
And we, quite frankly, don't trust marketing speak anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But when we see engaged customers, it lights us up.
Well, see, that's the thing. And one of the things that I've been talking a lot about lately, Gail, and it's the title of my next book, The Age of the Customer. In the age of the customer is co-owner of any company's brand message.
Absolutely.
And that's
I've
what
been
you meant
about exactly the same thing.
That's what you meant when you said you don't trust marketing speak. And you, it's not that you don't trust it. It's just that you verify it. You may listen. It may be interesting and attractive to you. It may even be compelling. But you verify it with what you said a minute ago, with the basically the UGC, the user-generated content.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a Nielsen study that said 78% of consumers trust other consumer recommendations, while only 14% trust ads.
Right.
So the new marketing challenge is, how do you turn your customers into your marketing team?
Mm-hmm. And so what are some of the other things? And I want to talk about that in the next segment. Finish up with the information on social media. What else did they tell you about why they were attracted to social media?
Well, it's free.
Yeah.
Which isn't always the number one reason you ought to be doing things.
Right.
But free did actually dominate the number one reason folks are turning to social media. It's easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it is easy. It's easy to get started. I think they need a lot of help understanding how to turn it into a real marketing channel.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't take much time. Although the main reason the folks who hadn't adopted were not doing it is that it took too much time.
Right.
So we really hear both sides of that.
Well, and there's something else. There's something else, Gail, that I've been harping on for 2 years now. I don't like the term social media. I think the term social media is unfortunate for businesses. I've been trying to get across this idea of building online customer communities. If you say that to a small business, they get that. That's intuitive. If you say social media, it sounds like a visit to grandmother, you know, or it's not even accurate. Social media is not even an accurate term for what it describes. And so that's what I want you to help me, Gail. I want to talk about online customer communities. When we come back, I want Gail to show us where email marketing fits into all this social media marketing. After these messages, Tintel, Gail Goodman is our guest. She's the CEO of Constant Contact.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.